This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
So we've been like all MTA all the time this week, what with the battle with the Trump administration over congestion pricing. But now comes a dire warning from the agency to New York City lawmakers if they don't pony up billions of dollars. Let's find out what's going on from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, here we go again. The MTA's chief financial officer getting the attention of the city council with these words yesterday.
If we don't do this critical work, it's no exaggeration to say we will be looking at another summer of hell.
Well, you remember the summer of hell in 2017 with track fires and other issues like derailments. So could that happen again? Well, the MTA is saying they're worried that it could, and they want to avoid it unless the city comes up with their share of a nearly $65 billion MTA capital plan. So that was the reason for this hearing yesterday. We also heard from a New York City Transit president, Demetrius Crichlow, saying, show us the money.
It's one of the few things that makes New York affordable, and it's the economic engine of the state. The question now is, do we keep pushing forward, or do we go backwards?
All of this in the midst of the city finalizing their budgets as well. Now, keep in mind, in August, bus and subway fares are going to jump 10 cents as part of this plan to $3 a ride. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Midtown.
First, the old school subway token. Now we have the word when we'll be saying goodbye to Metro cards. The MTA says it'll stop selling them by the end of this year. That's when they'll fully switch to the Omni system. That includes the ability to tap your phone or purchase an actual Omni card that you can set to automatically reload. Currently, the MTA says about 70% of riders are using Omni. Once they stop selling Metro cards, the ones you have will be good for another 6 months, so you can run down the balance. A heads up for drivers that the City Department of Transportation is expanding its regional slow zones to parts of the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island. Council member Lincoln Ressler is for the plan.
We know in these areas that are largely pedestrian that we need to prioritize their safety even more. And a slow zone is a smart and effective way for us to be able to do it.
This is part of Sammy's Law, which is named for 12-year-old Sammy Cohen Eckstein, who was fatally struck by a car in Brooklyn in 2013. The law took effect last October. It allows the city to lower speed limits to 20 miles an hour in certain areas. The DOT is expected to unveil the new locations this month. A 60-day public comment period will then kick in before the new speed limits take effect. In all, the department says the speed restrictions will be put in place in 250 locations around the city by the end of this year. A retired Suffolk police detective killed, allegedly by his own son.
He got a shotgun from his bedroom. An argument ensued between him and his father. The father attempted to take the shotgun from him, and Christopher shot him.
That would be 43-year-old Christopher Miller, who Suffolk detective Kevin Baer says fatally shot 75-year-old John Miller. This woman is a neighbor.
Well, it's just a shock. You know, it's the quiet little street right near the school. We've lived here. Nothing ever happens. I know he was retired from the fire chief, I mean, he was always in the fire chief car for you. So.
John Miller was a longtime volunteer with the Wyandanche Volunteer Fire Company. Christopher is now charged with second-degree murder and is scheduled to be arraigned today in Central Islip. Cops apparently know who they're looking for in that horrible incident in Times Square where a man was set on fire, but they'll need to go to Egypt to find him. The Daily News says the 23-year-old suspect is the nephew of the owner of a food cart who fled the country. The victim, 45-year-old club promoter Mark White, is hospitalized in critical but stable condition. The whole thing happened after the two got into some kind of argument. The suspect's aunt tells the paper her nephew is never coming back. 13 people hurt in a fire at a NYCHA complex in Brooklyn. That blaze broke out just after 7 last night at the Brownsville houses, where the FDNY had to rescue 3 people who were trapped. 9 people ended up having to go to the hospital. The good news here is that all of the injuries are considered non-life-threatening. The cause of this fire is under investigation. Artificial intelligence being used now to help prevent people from dying from an overdose. And apparently it's working.
You don't often hear the words algorithm and overdose in the same sentence. Here's what the Staten Island Performing Provider System is doing, thanks to AI.
We are proactively outreaching to individuals through our partner network, trying to get them when they are at risk of overdose, but have not overdosed.
Joe Conti, the executive director, says they utilize people already in recovery who reach out to folks who need help.
An individual who has walked a mile in their shoes.
2 years of the program has seen a drop in OD deaths of 77%. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Got that new Real ID card? Well, you'd better get on with it.
DMVs around the country are packed as people line up for hours to get their Real ID. What's a Real ID? It's a new form of identification conceived by Congress after 9/11 that requires more of your personal information to be verified. Beginning on May 7th, if you're 18 or older, you'll need either a passport or a Real ID compliant document to fly domestically within the U.S. If you are able to get an appointment for your Real ID, be sure to bring the right documents. Requirements vary by state.
That's Andrew Dimbert. Critics note that there's more documentation required for women than men. That's because if you're married, your birth certificate won't have your married name. So in New York State, for example, the DMV website says, and I'm quoting here, if your name has changed once or multiple times due to marriage or divorce, proof of each change, such as a marriage certificate or divorce decree, must be provided to show the connection. Another teenage victim of gunfire in the city. This time, an 18-year-old was shot in the back on Cadman Plaza East and Prospect Street in Dumbo. That happened just before 6 yesterday evening. It's unclear what happened, with witnesses saying they didn't hear anyone arguing or anything. Once the shots rang out, there was panic, people running for cover. The teen is expected to survive. So far, no arrest. Some new stuff on the menu for this season at Yankee Stadium. Marcus Samuelson is the chef at Street Bird.
This year we're coming back with our bird dog, which is absolutely amazing. A hot dog with the crispy chicken tender on top with cheese sauce. I think it's going to be a family favorite. It's so delicious and it fits perfectly in the stadium.
What else? Buffalo chicken, Korean beef, and Kung Pao chicken dumplings from the Brooklyn Dumpling Shop, a stadium street taco and lobster roll from Legends, and Sweet Pea Bakery sweet and salty M&M and chocolate chip cookies. Opening day 1 week from today. Baby animals always make me happy, and they've got a bunch now at the Long Island Aquarium. This is 4 otter pups, 2 boys and 2 girls.
They're not really very mobile yet. They're starting to kind of crawl a little bit. She's being very attentive and just making sure that all of them are getting enough nourishment.
That's the aquarium senior curator, Candice Paparo, who tells 1010 Winds.
Within the next week or so, they should start to, I say, you know, in quotes, find their legs and start to test out walking around. They'll be kind of like wobbly and not super strong. But within the next week or so, we should start seeing them get up and move around a little bit more on their own.
Well, you can now see the little family along with their mom, Flo, and their dad, who is named Stark. The pups have yet to be named.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.